What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Patriots Monday all day long after a loss, and we are at Gillette Stadium, and we are about to be joined by Boomer Esiason. But first, Marcus with a question for Shime about Drake May. Marcus, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
Hey, Shime, this is what I wanted to say to you. I love your passion and everything, but you know, sometimes you got to take the L, brother. You can make all the excuses you want for Drake May yesterday and everything. No, Drake May just did not play well. Also, I wanted to say, Jaden Daniels is showing that he's the better quarterback. I'm going to hang up and I'm going to listen to you guys. Have a great one.
Well, Shime won't say it. Curtis said it. Curtis wonders whether he's the guy after one.
Curtis
week.
Also had them winning 10 games.
Yeah.
But I don't think Curtis
I listen to people like Sean tell me about Drake May.
Very
being really
reactionary
good.
Is Curtis. So.
Curtis, I don't think you're alone. I think there are a lot of people out there that are questioning whether or not Drake May is the guy.
Everybody here ate at a Michelin star restaurant for a generation. We know what it looks like, and we know what it doesn't look like because we've seen it in the rest of the AFC East, and Drake May looks like the stumble bums that were playing for the Jets and the Dolphins the last 20 years at this point.
All right, well, you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI, and Boomer Esiason this week is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com by Shaw's and Star Market. Look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy the most. Also, Boomer brought to you by Town Fair Tire for the best prices on tires. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And he is brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. Hey, Boomer.
Hey, good morning, man. Sorry about yesterday's loss, man. What a dud of a second half, huh?
There was so much promise, so much hope, and so much anticipation. And unfortunately, it didn't go so well. When it comes to Mike Vrabel's debut as a head coach of the New England Patriots.
Yeah, well, I will say this. Remember, it's the opposite of last year. Everybody got all excited about beating the Bengals, and then all of a sudden it went off the rails. I don't necessarily know this is going to be the case for the Patriots. It was really a disappointing second half, especially from the offensive standpoint. I mean, and even Drake May said it after the game. He's, you know, they got to generate more offense. The quarterback's job is to put points on the board and create plays. And it's almost like they forgot that there was a second half to be played. And just watching it was like a slog. They couldn't get anything right. And there was a little bit of pressure. And he throws the interception. And all of a sudden, the game turns. And it was a tight game. It wasn't a great football game for by any stretch of the imagination. But Mike Vrabel will have to do something just to kind of get these guys juiced up at halftime and get them ready to play in the second half, especially the offense.
Well, it was when you look at halftime, did Pete Carroll adjust better than Mike Vrabel adjusted?
You know, I just think Pete Carroll and Geno Smith know each other really well. Geno is not afraid to throw the ball down the field. I just I don't know about adjustments. I just always wonder in the first month of the season how teams handle coming out at halftime because they're not used to it, especially in game one and game two. Now, some teams do it better than others. Some teams have a level of confidence and experience like the Buffalo Bills did last night, which was amazing what they did. But I just think that it looked to me like the offense never got on a roll in the second half. And it's almost like they were like in a fog, or I can't explain it other than, you know, they maybe need Red Bull at halftime or 5-hour energy or something at halftime to wake them up to start playing.
Boomer, an issue that Drake May had last season was the fact that he tried to force plays, tried to make something happen, and that's where his mistakes came into. Is that what we're seeing now once again?
I don't know about that. I mean, you know, the interception that he threw, I mean, he had, I think it was Max Crosby right in his face. And, you know, those guys are there to disrupt the quarterback, much like Micah Parsons did yesterday to Matthew Stafford. So it's one game. I'm not going to overreact to it. I'm just going to say that in the second half next week against Miami, they need to come out with more of a purpose, a more of an understanding, a better game plan. I just think that, you know, the experience of Geno Smith and Pete Carroll won out over the inexperience of Drake May. That's the way I would look at it, especially in the second half. Like I said, it wasn't a great offensively played game by either side. If you ask me who had the slight edge, of course it would be Geno Smith, simply because he threw for over 300 yards. But, you know, the fact that the score was as low as it was, you know, that doesn't surprise me, simply because I think both offenses are obviously a work in progress.
Boomer, you said you're not going to overreact. Well, talk some of my friends off the ledge who are saying it's time for Tommy Cutlets. What does Drake May need to do as a starting quarterback in his second year or his first starting season to show that he can be consistent throughout the game?
All right, so you said the word consistent. You know, you got to have more first downs. You can't be so bad on third down. The other thing, too, and it's simple for me to say, but when I watch quarterbacks around the league, what do they? They have to generate points. They have to put points on the board. It's something that both Justin Fields and Aaron Rodgers did yesterday. Daniel Jones did it yesterday against a flat Miami team. I mean, that's their job. Their job is to get their team in the end zone. And I don't know if there's I wouldn't say a disconnect, because I don't think there's a disconnect. I think it's one game. I think it was a very flat second half performance. And I think that consistent word is probably the most important thing. I mean, that's how you generate points. You generate conversions on third down. You're not sloppy. There's no penalties. There's no false starts. And that's a guy that has to really take charge. I always believe that these quarterbacks are better after they, you know, have some teaching moments. And I think there's going to be quite a few teaching moments that Josh McDaniels is going to have at his fingertips. You know, it was amazing to me. I saw a stat, and I believe this is a true stat. Something about the Patriots have lost 21 games in the last 4 years, and I guess at home. And I think that I want to say that the Patriots didn't lose 21 games at home with Tom Brady as a quarterback. Is that right?
It was 24 games at home since 2021. And so,
yeah, and Tom Brady was 141-24 at home in the regular season.
That is insane. But again, it goes back to the brilliance of the quarterback. You know, we could talk about the coach. We could talk about all the good players around him. But ultimately, you know, that is the pinnacle of success when you think about it. And it's one of the reasons why fans get so frustrated with the quarterbacks that have tried to replace Tom Brady. They don't have that.
A lot of eyes yesterday on Will Campbell, obviously, and gave up the strip sack. And then when they were there trying to get the fourth and four, the procedure penalty, what do you look at when it comes to that rookie?
You know, he's a rookie and he's learning and he'll get better. I thought he had a really good training camp. I think he's going to be fine. I think he's a kid that really cares. I'm sure this is one of the kids that after the game was over and last night he was home thinking about it, was probably having nightmares. You know, they have a pretty good damn defense over there in Las Vegas. You don't really think of it much because of all the changes that they've gone through and the losing that they've done. But they do have a very good pass rush. And for the most part, if you're going to drop back 46 times, which to me is a little bit of a silver lining. You know, I don't as much as I would love to have a much more balanced offense by the Patriots, throwing 46 times is not really going to be the way that they're going to want to go forward. I do think, however, that's the silver lining. The more Drake May throws, the more comfortable he'll become. So I know if it weren't for that last drive of the game, their offense was just horrendous in the second half. So they're going to have to figure out a way to come out of that second half next week against Miami and, you know, play a full four-quarter game as opposed to a half of a game.
And that right there is this week's Drake Take from Boomer Esiason, presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. So when it comes to throwing 46 passes or somewhere around 50 passes, is that a recipe for disaster when you're asking that of your second-year quarterback?
Yes. You know, it was interesting watching some of the games yesterday and looking at some of the offensive, I guess, would you say, theories or what they wanted to do with their teams. Like Justin Fields threw the ball, I believe, 22 times. And, you know, he ran the ball probably another half a dozen times. And he didn't turn the ball over. And I thought Tanner Engstrom, their offensive coordinator that came from Detroit, had a hell of a game. I gave him an A-plus as a play caller because he actually set what the Jets wanted to be. And that is a run team first, play-action team second, and keep the decision-making to a minimum for his quarterback who's learning his fourth offense in 4 years. So that's what you want. You want balance. You want to be able to set the tone for your team. And I don't think Josh McDaniels and Drake May did that at all yesterday.
The biggest blunder to me yesterday was by Coach Mike Vrabel with the decision to punt down 10 at midfield with less than 5 minutes left in the game. I just thought that was an awful, weak decision by a guy that I thought was going to be a little more aggressive. How did you view that?
I would think that he'd be more aggressive also early on in his tenure here with New England, and he'll learn as well. You know, he's 6-19 in his last 25 games as a head coach, so there's been a lot of losing going on for him. But again, it's one game. It's a game that I don't want to overreact to. I mean, if they come back this week and they drill Miami, which, you know, looks like Miami is just, I don't know what's going on down there. I mean, this is a game where they have to win. I mean, Mike Vrabel's got to figure out a way to get one more point than Miami this weekend. I can't even believe I'm saying this in week two. But given the fact that Mike McDaniel's team looked awful yesterday, it looked like they were completely out of sync and let Daniel Jones and the Indianapolis Colts score on every single possession is insane. So, like, you're walking into probably a hornet's nest. That's probably how Vrabel and the Patriots are probably going to look at this going into Miami. But I think, you know, you got Miami down right now. You got to put your heel right on your throat and you got to set it and you got to leave it there for four freaking quarters.
Among the guys who didn't look happy on the sidelines yesterday, would not only Tyreek Hill, but Malik Nabers yelling at his head coach on the sidelines. Week one, is that an issue for the Giants?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, a wide receiver having drama fits on the sideline. How about that, Jermaine, right? We're used to that. Jesus. I think Brian Daboll's got, he's hearing it now. Instead of the same old Jets, you're hearing the same old Giants now. And, I mean, you could have predicted that Russell Wilson was going to get off to a start like this just simply because he's so careful and he doesn't create and generate the plays that he used to when he was younger. I mean, he can still play, and he can still play at a pretty good level. But this is not what the Giants need, nor what the Giant fan wants. And, you know, it's interesting. We haven't heard from ownership at all in regards to, like, what's going on here in terms of the quarterback situation and whether or not they're going to force him to go to Jackson Dart. I would not be surprised if he makes a decision in the middle of this week or somewhere along the line that Jackson Dart is going to be the starting quarterback, because if Russell Wilson continues to play this way and that offense looks as flat as it did yesterday and Malik Nabers is doing what he's doing, Giant fans have seen enough already.
Puma, I think the biggest thing watching this Patriots game, you tell me from your former player perspective, is who's the guy on offense that scares you? At least the Raiders, they have a guy like Brock Bowers. It seems like every team has that guy. Who is the guy for New England? Because I feel like if you're a defensive coordinator, there's nobody that concerns you like that.
Very well. Very well said, Jermaine. I just think you have a lot of really good football players. I don't think you have game-breaking game-changing players. That's the problem. And I think they tried to deal with that with Steph Diggs, and, you know, he's just still trying to figure it out. I mean, you look around a league and you look at all these teams and you look at how many great players and how many, like, explosive players there are. And when you look at a game, you say, okay, who had the most explosive plays? And Geno Smith created more explosive plays than Drake May did. Drake May's supposed to be that guy. I mean, let's face it, Tom Brady had great players around him, didn't have always the greatest players around him, but of course, Gronkowski and Randy Moss and Julian Edelman and Wes Welker and on and on and on became great players, you know, because Tom Brady made him into great players. I think Randy Moss was already a great player, just needed a little bit of refinement, and he got that with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, but there's nobody like that on the New England roster as we speak right now, at least hasn't shown themselves to be that kind of player.
Question of the week for Boomer is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery and expert HVAC services, and you can find them at McFarlandEnergy.com. Based on what he said post-game, I feel like Aaron Rodgers may have unfollowed the Jets on social media.
He got the last laugh, though, I'll tell you that. I mean, although one of those touchdown passes was one of those little pop passes, which I don't think should count, for God's sake. I don't think I ever had one of those in my career. So I was actually happy for him because he went through a lot of hell here. He tried to do everything he possibly could to help the team win. And unfortunately, it didn't work out. But I will also say there is a silver lining for the Jets. The Jets actually look like a real football team again under Aaron Glenn. And like I said, their offensive coordinator, Tanner Engstrom, did a hell of a job with Justin Fields yesterday. So I'm pretty bullish on Aaron Glenn right now, and I feel like his team looks like the real deal. It looks like they are different from where they were last year, but certainly very happy for Aaron Rodgers to be able to do what he did yesterday.
Is the league ever going to do anything to stop Patrick Mahomes from using the sideline to his advantage?
I think more and more people are aware of it, and what he did against the Chargers was should have been a penalty. I mean, it really should have been. Once the quarterback, in other words, the competition committee's got to look at this. Once the quarterback gets to the sideline and it looks like he's giving himself up, then all of a sudden he should have the same protections as if he's in the pocket. But what Patrick does, it looks like he's giving himself up and then lowers his shoulder. Yeah. That should be a penalty against him.
Yeah,
absolutely. And do you think other defensive players are going to see that and be more incentivized to maybe not be gentle to Mahomes on the sideline next week or down the road this season?
I still think defensive players are worried about getting fined and penalized. Mm-hmm. I think it's until they throw the flag on a quarterback that does that, I still think players are going to be very, very careful because they don't want to be penalized, but they certainly don't want to be fined either.
Treat it like the fake slide. If a quarterback fake slides, it's a penalty, so you treat it the same way as that.
Yeah, that would be the easiest way to do it. Now, I don't know. How would you interpret what he did against the Chargers? I mean, could an official actually make that call, you think?
Yeah, because he looked like he was going out of bounds. You could tell the difference. Boomer, and you've been there before as a guy who is like, all right, I'm trying to get out of bounds to get hit versus a guy who's trying to lower his shoulder.
Yeah, and the difference was that they actually did hit us out of bounds and did not have a flag thrown at
them. Different era.
Yeah. So, I mean, part of me says really good by Patrick Mahomes, but the other part of me sees a very different side of it from a frustrating anti-Chief fan perspective. So I totally get what we're talking about here.
Well, they got to get him to the Super Bowl if Taylor Swift is playing halftime. They can't have that Super Bowl if she's there without them there. So,
well, you guys know it's Super Bowl 60, right? So she's got to be playing. Am I right?
Yes. Yes. What,
was this a numerology thing that I don't get? Like, is it 13?
No, it's Super Bowl 60.
13 times 7 or yeah, what?
Her new album has the same color scheme as Super Bowl.
It does. Courtney's all over it. She knows it. She knows it.
Yep.
She's the Adam Schefter of Taylor Swift.
Truly.
All right, Boomer, thank you. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, guys, look forward to it. Thanks.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. The Patriots dropped the season opener 20-13 against the Raiders. Drake May completed 30 of 46 yards. completed 30 of 46 passes for 287 yards. Excuse
Are you
me.
Okay?
Yeah, sorry. Just got choked up a bit. You know, Boomer talking about Taylor Swift really gets me.
It happens.
A touchdown.
1.429. $626.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Courtney, how old do you feel?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Booty was the main target with 6 receptions for 103 yards. Other games of note, the Chiefs fell to the Chargers on Friday night. The Dolphins got slaughtered by the Colts, and Shime lost to Brittany, the gal behind Boston Food Journal, with the Bills coming back to beat the Ravens last night. And tonight...
She really got lucky on that pick last night, Shime. Don't worry about it.
It is what it is. I mean, team blew a 15-point lead with 9 minutes left of the ball. I can't, like, it is what it is.
She was spot on. She said, always go with the home team.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Like Josh Allen said, you can't quit on him.
I mean, you lost to somebody who's not sure whether the Chiefs are playing in the AFC or the NFC.
Right. Right?
Not a great start to beat the Geek this season.
You know, it is what it is, Greg.
It is what it is.
Tonight, it's Vikings at Bears for Monday Night Football. Did you guys pick that one as well?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So, I mean, you could.
No, we both picked the same team.
Oh,
the same
one. Shoot. Sorry.
Yeah, the only one we picked different was that last night's game.
Very sorry to hear
that. He lost week one to an influencer.
Right. Yep. That is what it is, man.
The Red Sox take the final game against the Diamondbacks 7-4, avoiding the sweep. Brian Bayo went 6 innings, giving up 3 runs on 4 hits while striking out 2. Now, Alex Cora talked about Aroldis Chapman's dominance with 4 strikeouts in 1 inning, as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Yeah, probably Chappie likes it. Carlos doesn't. But, the guy's amazing, you know. And, having those two guys in the back end of the bullpen is a luxury, and they've been amazing throughout the season.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com today. The Sox have the Athletics tonight. 10:05 first pitch with Garrett Crochet taking the mound. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 9:05 for the MassMutual pregame show. And that was brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Central Mass Out of the Darkness Walk to fight suicide on Saturday, September 27th at Polar Park in Worcester.
Shime, in the Twitch chat, a question about whether you could beat Brittany the Influencer in a dumpling eating contest.
We all know the answer to that.
That might be more your speed.
Yeah, that's very much my speed.
Okay, well, we'll see how you do this week. Beat the Geek Week 2. Thank you, Courtney. We are at Gillette Stadium. And the news with Courtney coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The MBTA will start to try and enforce fair payment today.
Wait a second.
Yes.
They haven't been enforcing fair payment? Isn't that the way? I mean, the MBTA has been in existence for 100 years, I would guess.
Yes.
Wouldn't you always be trying to enforce, when you're struggling financially, you want to get the money coming in the door.
Correct.
So then it could go out the door.
But people have been getting away with freebies.
Okay.
Jump at the turnstile.
Has anything better described the discrepancy between private and public enterprise than the start of this story?
No. No, it doesn't. Like, they're finally today, they're like, all right, here's an idea. Let's see if we can get people to pay for the service they're using.
Right.
Okay.
It's a new program where they will have fair engagement reps riding trains and buses to make sure people are paying. And they're also saying they want this to be a learning experience for people that have been getting away with not paying. They want to explain why it's so important.
I love a lesson.
Yeah. So if you're caught trying not to pay the first time, you'll get a warning.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yep. After that, your first, second, and third offenses will each be a $50 fine. Okay. And then beyond that, it jumps to $100.
What a great... I'm sure that that system will certainly dissuade those that seek to avoid paying.
Well, go back to the old school way of thinking. They got to put the people back out there that you had to pay before you can go the turnstile.
Well, we can't do that. Maybe robots. Maybe we can't have people there. That'll cost too much. And that... I just...
Could you imagine a pizza shop? They're like, okay, the first slice you steal is fine. Say it out loud. How stupid is that?
And of course they have to be called fair engagement representatives.
Right. Oh, my God.
They're like,
in heaven.
They should be called the fair police. Wow. Like, there needs to be a consequence for people when it comes to doing the right thing. Because oftentimes there are people who just won't do the right thing on their own.
Right.
So, we've all done it before. Get close to that person. As soon as they swipe and it goes green, you follow right behind them.
I have never done that.
No.
And, like, I've never tried to jump the turnstile. I've never tried to do it. I'm too scared.
It's too hard to jump it nowadays.
I can't physically do that. But maybe back in my 20s I could. But I just, all right. Well, that's good. So here's the news. You're going to have to pay for the tea if you use it today going forward.
Well, no, today you don't have to. It's your second time that you actually have to.
Right.
Former city councilor Tanya Fernandez Anderson was sentenced on Friday. She got 1 month in prison.
1 month?
Yep. Yep. Right. After she pled guilty to public corruption charges.
All right.
After the 1 month sentence, she'll have 3 years of supervised release. And she was also ordered to pay back the $13,000 in restitution. Here's Tanya speaking to reporters on Friday.
I actually don't like being in the media. It's just too much. And so can you please, I'm asking you for the love of God, stop talking about me. Just let the story go. It happened. I took responsibility.
God. Okay. Get lost.
Now you got to do your bit.
The media is talking about you because you were in the bathroom at City Hall Plaza taking bribes.
Right.
Or I guess the proper way to say it is... you had people on the payroll that you paid extra money, so they had to give that money to you.
Right.
Like, so it's the media's fault.
Right.
I guess
she's a victim.
And let me tell you, I won't finish talking about her until I find out what happened to that gorgeous rug that she was taken out of the office. Yeah. Was it hers? Was it City Hall's?
Stop talking about that. She doesn't like being in the public eye.
She hates it.
But she ran for city council. Yeah.
And she demanded to stay in her job after she was found guilty.
Yeah.
But that 1 month in prison, I'm sure will get her on the right track.
Supermax.
The Weather Service has confirmed that a tornado did indeed touch down in Holden on Saturday night.
Whoa.
Residents say it will take years to come back from the destruction that happened on South Road. The tornado warning came at 4:15 p.m., but by then there was little residents could do to prepare for this. Here's one of those residents, Jana Goodnow, on BZ.
We were devastated at the damage that has happened to this property. It'll change the landscape forever here. It's like a movie scene. I mean, you don't expect to see trees uprooted like that. A lot of people have offered to help, so we're grateful for all of the people that support us.
I have to say, that weather was banana land. James and I were at Mick Golf in Dedham, big time, and we left it. It was like black. The sky. I have never seen the sky that color.
I was going to say, it was not. It was great on the Cape.
Wow.
I mean, rub it in. It was a beautiful day Saturday, but it was crazy here.
It was. Crazy. I was at a first birthday party for Walker and Murray, two of my friends' children, and it was beautiful out, like nice, not too hot, not too cold. We were having a lovely time outside. There was a bounce house, and then all of a sudden, when it rolled in, it came in hot.
I was in the eye of the tornado.
Oh,
right out there in Amherst, like, because I think one hit in Holyoke.
Yeah.
So and they were saying on the thing, there's a tornado coming, like on the PA system. So we had, like I told you, the game was supposed to start at 3:30, it didn't start till 5:30. So we had to sit in the car through that storm, like you said, it went
black. Did you save anybody that was struggling?
No. I stayed in the car, man. Okay. Yeah. I don't want to go out there and...
Amen.
I mean, I would have assumed that you and Mrs. Wiggins would have gone back to the room, if you know what I'm saying.
No, we had the room Friday night, and so Saturday we had checked out, so we're not going to drive all the way back. So we
Who needs the room when you've got a back seat?
Right. No.
Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, it's too small. You need one of them old school classic shag vans, like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Cars are too tight. They're too tight in cars, unless you got like an SUV or something.
Right.
That's why they call it the mystery machine.
Yeah, you got an SUV or something. Oh, it's like the Seinfeld. If the vans are rocking, don't come a knocking. Yeah.
Amen.
Results are
you
in.
You know what's not a mystery is your football picking expertise.
Nope.
But anyway, what?
Results are in on Nantucket in their water supply. Cocaine levels are very, very high.
That is shocking.
So this is really shocking.
It is. According to local authorities, this summer they began testing the water to monitor potential drug use in the area. The testing conducted at the Surfside Wastewater Treatment Facility on Nantucket found cocaine levels about 50% higher than the national average.
Jeez.
That's a lot.
How's the cocaine getting in the water?
I mean, what is going on over there?
I do not know.
I mean, it sounds like people are, at least during the summer, out of control.
It does sound like that. And people should be very, very careful because you never know what's in anything you take.
I know I'm going to sound like a total loser, which is pretty much my side of the street. But I've heard so many stories that now, as opposed to like 20 years ago, how common it is that there's fentanyl in all, like in ordinary street drugs, people are dying all over the place.
Cheap. Oh yeah,
fentanyl
cheap. Like you really should be. I mean, obviously, you shouldn't break the law. Like I'm not saying. I mean, I made a million mistakes. I'm not judging anybody, but like, I would be terrified of that. Yeah.
And now, when you talk to some people that still will do it, they're like, "Oh, well, they have this testing kit that you bring around with you." I'm like, I wouldn't trust anything.
You might have a problem. If you have to bring a testing kit with you, it might be an issue.
Oh, it scares me.
Yeah, okay.
We have a Karen report today.
Karen, I was dependent on that.
And now,
Karen!
The Karen report.
Why did you do that?
Karen!
A Karen in Philadelphia berated a family at the Phillies game over the weekend. I'm sure you guys all saw this. It was everywhere on social media. Mitch has the video for those watching on Twitch or YouTube if you missed it. A dad snagged a Harrison Bader home run ball for his young son. He was, you know, there were a few other people that were jumping in to try to grab the ball. He got it, and on his way back to give it to his son, he was followed by a woman who claimed the ball was hers. She decided to scream at this family. Everything's caught on camera. The dad eventually just gave the ball to her to go away. But this story does have a happy ending. The Phillies saw this, made it right. The young fan, the son, was able to meet Harrison Bader and get a signed bat. But this is what's wrong with America.
Yeah.
This is...
I mean, what goes through a woman like that's mind? Like, she sees that the ball went to the kid. Everybody knows that when a ball is hit, it's
fair game.
It's fair game. If you don't get to it first, then you're out of luck. You don't get to keep it because you're sitting there. And this entitled, zero real feelings woman cares about getting a baseball. Like, what? I mean, it's so annoying.
Is there any doubt that she has a coexist bumper sticker?
No.
Now, social media sleuths have been trying to find her. There was one woman that they found who had to go on social media and say, that was not me.
That wasn't
like,
her?
Like, leave me alone.
Yeah. She should be banned from every ballpark in America.
Yes.
But we should shame these people. Like, a child, a kid, whatever, he looks 10 years old, gets a baseball or a sporting event, one of the best memories you'll have as a kid ever. And this psycho lunatic confronts his father and demands the ball.
Yeah.
Like, if anything is deserving of a public flogging, it's that.
She doesn't know how the home run foul ball things work. It is fair game. Yeah. You got to get your hands on that baby before anybody else.
Now, if he doesn't hand it to a kid and he's just holding it like that, different story.
Yeah. You can argue about it. But I in this case, I give the guy a ton of credit because rather than fight with her, he gave in, which is what a lot of people have to do these days because people are unhinged.
Yeah.
So, all right. Ridiculous.
Target is going viral for the wrong reason. With kids going back to school and back to school shopping, you know, people are going to Target to stock up on, on clothes. Target's selling a pair of pants that has an unfortunate pleat in the crotch area. For women, it looks pretty bad.
Okay.
It's not good.
I guess I could understand why that might be an issue.
I mean, that's as bad as you can get.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd wear that shirt with it.
Yeah. Well, we can hear from
Dr. She's like a tire, mate.
We can hear from Dr. Marcy Crouch calling out Target and Champion. Crouch.
I would like to know why Champion at Target, a center pleat. Why? When I'm talking to you, this is what you see. Hey, do better.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
The one on the right, definitely.
So what are they going to... You can, by the way, you can see that on Twitch or on YouTube right now. And a reminder that you can watch the show on Twitch and on YouTube. And it is brought to you every day on Twitch by Springer's Jewelers. And they are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And so they would love to sell you a diamond or sell you, if you're in the market for a beautiful timepiece, then go see our friends at Springer's and they will give you the best deal. And they know more about diamonds than anybody else. So, all right. So they're going to get rid of it.
I think so.
I thought that was in now. Like, I mean, I feel like that's the end thing for the women.
I don't think so. Yeah. We're going to end with this sad news. Founding member of the band Supertramp has died. Rick Davies. He passed away at his home in Long Island, New York from cancer after battling multiple myeloma for years. He was 81 years old.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
We talked about that earlier briefly, but we could squeeze in a few more rejoins, Shime, from an audio eulogy perspective. They have a great catalog, bunch of hits, 70s, 80s. So what'd you do? I can't remember. Did you do Goodbye Stranger to start?
No, I did the Logical song to start.
Oh, yes.
We just made the reference to Goodbye Stranger from The Office.
Right. Correct.
Toby Flenderson.
It's Raining Again. Another huge hit that they had. They had a good, probably 10 good years of hits, Supertramp. So my dad was a huge fan of Take the Long Way Home. Do you know that song?
No.
Take the Long Way Home. You don't know that one?
Yep. When was their era of like hits? Was it like 60s,
70s? 70s and early 80s.
Okay. All right.
And then they kind of fell off. All right. That's it on the news.
That's it.
All right. Excellent. Thank you. We are at Gillette Stadium. It is a Patriots Monday. Mike Vrabel was on with us during the 6 o'clock hour. If you missed that, you can go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app in its entirety. But talk to Mike Vrabel a little bit about Drake May and about the expectation for him. And we will hear what he had to say when we come back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The head coach of the New England Patriots, Mike Vrabel, on this show this morning during the 6 o'clock hour, and that is where he is every Patriots Monday during Mic'd Up Mondays, and maybe perhaps saw things a little differently than you did, Curtis, because you are concerned about Drake May after week one of this season.
Yeah, so we're doing a show today, not a month from now, and I can only go on what we just saw, and what I just saw was not good. And the thing that is most concerning for me is that the Patriots have removed Drake's biggest asset, which is his ability to be elusive and run for first downs when things break down around him. And so now he feels rushed. His pocket presence was awful. He walked into a sack that the broadcaster blamed on Will Campbell. He was totally...
You're talking about the strip sack?
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like we're now... He's started... This is his second season. He is 16 touchdowns, 11 interceptions with the Patriots. He doesn't win games, and at no point in the fourth quarter did I say, oh, he's going to take him down the field for a touchdown here. At no point. In the fourth and 10, the punt, that says a lot about Mike Vrabel's actual feelings on Drake May as opposed to what he tells the media.
Yeah, Shime's issue all preseason has been this offensive line, and you put none of that on them. You thought you got a reasonable performance from them yesterday.
Yeah, I thought he was feeling them when they weren't there and not feeling them when they were.
And even Vrabel said the O-line, you know, played fine. It wasn't like anything crazy. I understand. I kind of agree with some of the stuff Curtis is saying. I'm not going to hit the panic button right away, but we are, especially here in New England, blame Tom Brady for this one. Our quarterback play is always going to be magnified to a level that is out of this world.
Okay, well, that's not fair. I mean,
life is not fair, but that's how it works.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking a lot about Josh Allen this morning after that comeback last night, and certainly Josh Allen, his first 3 years didn't look so great.
Yeah, but he still looked like... I think the thing that Curtis is saying, and I can kind of agree with it, is Drake May hasn't shown that it factor. Like, you saw it with Josh Allen. You could see it with some other players. Like, where is that, like, oh, there's that it factor that he has?
Yeah, I mean, it's way too early to say he doesn't have it.
The it factor, though.
He dealt with a coordinator last year who stank.
Mm-hmm.
He dealt with a head coach last year who, I saw Adam Jones on social media say yesterday that Mike Vrabel doesn't look that different than Gerard Mayo when it comes to the way this team played yesterday. So I don't, but I, he just, he, I, I, this is to me, his first real season. And if, you know,
how can you say that?
Curtis, you said the smartest thing yeah. ever.
Wiggy, you're so smart.
And if it was Drake Jones, we would be sitting here
totally
ripping him.
Yeah, but
and led by Scheim, it would be inexcusable interception to start the second half. He's seeing ghosts out there. Yep. He's walking into sacks. He's not taking care of the football.
He didn't walk into receivers. A strip sack, though. Like, that's not true. That's not even
okay,
what happened at all.
Okay, let's get Mitch to have it.
Go ahead. Watch it again. Watch the tape. I've watched it 100 times.
Can we get Brittany on?
I don't understand.
I can
didn't
pull up
see him walk into a strip sack.
But don't you think that he had the it factor last season? I think the issue here is we're one game in, and I understand the Mac Jones comparison, but what you can't have is Drake do what Mac Jones did and regress extensively in his sophomore season. That's why people had so many issues with Mac Jones.
I guess we have to see what Steph Diggs is, but you didn't really give him any other weapons, and you had an offense last year that wasn't able to score more than 21 points
Mac Jones in a game. Mac Jones with this coordinator had 23 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, and won 10 games. I'm sorry, Drake May last year was all about Alex Van Pelt, the idiot offensive coordinator. You now have a full offseason. You were handed the job in March. You have the opportunity to work all summer with Mike Vrabel and Josh McDaniels and Booty and Diggs.
And Mac Jones also had Jakobi Meyers.
No. Drake May has, listen, we've been down this road before. Drake
he has
May,
better players.
He has better talent than Mac Jones.
But they're also trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. Trying to make him do an offense that he's not built to run.
I'm not pulling the ripcord on it yet, but there are people out there that when they look at Drake May, the number 3 overall pick, I don't think that they're seeing that, okay, he's got that it factor. Even though the talent might not be good around them, maybe you don't buy into how the offensive coordinator is calling the game.
Just how many of those people, though, thought he had the it factor last season? I just think it's recency bias right now. People are jumping ship too early. Like, let's give him more than just week one.
Could be very well. I have been very reactionary in my life, Courtney, so
but
that could be the case.
Do.
Yeah, you had him at 10 wins a week ago.
Right, but that's what we do.
Great. I mean, they could still get their shot. I'm not saying the season's over. I'm saying he was awful, and if that were Mac Jones, Sean, you would be ripping him, so at least I'm being consistent.
Yeah. What are you to Curtis? I'm being very consistent.
Jones.
You're not being consistent. You literally just said they were going to win 10 games a week ago, and now you're like, he's definitely not it. This guy stinks. It's Mac Jones all over again.
No,
here
I'm
we
saying,
go, mar.
Okay, well,
I would be.
I would do
Mac
a better
Jones.
Me. I actually have vocabulary, unlike you. But I would say the what you saw.
What a vocabulary in that giant noggin of yours.
What you saw yesterday was
that a shot at the size of the man's head?
I'm sorry, I have a big
filled
brain.
With a lot of hot air.
I'm not going to lie. I love a mar, though. I do. Yeah. I
it's
do.
Very creative.
I love that. It's
almost never been used. But what you saw yesterday is all we can react to. I mean, if you want to do a show about the rest of the season, we could just sit with our fingers crossed and say, okay, hope it turns around.
Nope, I've reacted to this. I've reacted to yesterday as well.
What we saw yesterday, very simply, was a guy that looked in over his head on the football field. And I did not think we would see that, which is why, and I think Scheim agrees with me, the preseason, the way that Mike Vrabel approached the preseason was a first guess in that you only gave the guy 4 series when he's playing in this new offense, he has a new coordinator, he has a new left tackle, and he should have been better prepared by his coaching staff. And the other point, don't bring up the 4 coordinators in 4 years, because Jaden Daniels had how many coordinators in 4 years? He had a different coach at LSU. He played at other schools. I'm not saying you said this, Sean. I'm saying that is an excuse.
Started off at Arizona State, then he played. My thing is this, is we're looking at the here and now, what's going on. You're right. We can't get into what's going to happen, 2 months down the road. I know I would be ripping Mac Jones if Mac Jones' performance looked like that yesterday, and I'd be consistent about it. I think that Drake May looked at best average, and the expectations for the number 3 overall pick are going to always be through the roof, right? And so if you're not...
But it's not just on Drake May. Like,
unfortunately, Greg, when you're the quarterback, it falls on you.
But you and I talked about this earlier. I think it was before the show started, but on the defensive side of the football, they had no answer for play action in the second half.
Right, like, but you still only let up 20 points.
Like nothing.
But you only let up 20 points. If you tell me on any Sunday that defensively we're going to have four sacks and we're only going to give up 20 points on offense, I'll take that. And if the quarterback throws for 300-plus yards, I'll take that all day long, if you're going to tell me that. Because my expectation is as an offense, oh, we're going to get you 24. I there are people out there that are already, and I'm doing my best to talk them off the ledge, but I can see where they're coming from.
Were they outcoached in the second half?
Yeah, I think so. Like I asked Vrabel.
I think it's fair to and you know, ask Mike Vrabel about that. Mm-hmm. And you know, his answer.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.